Hello and welcome to the Match Day podcast, your audio guide to Manchester United's next league game. Today we are previewing the Champions trip to Stoke City and another reunion with Reds legend Mark Hughes. I'm Helen Evans from MUTV and I'm delighted to welcome Ben Hibbs and James Tuck from ManUnited.com into our studio here at Old Trafford. So guys, are we feeling positive ahead of the Stoke game, firstly James?
Yeah, a lot more positive. There's a real buzz about the place now after the Cardiff win, and obviously with Juan Mata coming in, the return of injury of Wayne Rooney and Robin Van Persie, we look like a really strong team again. And yeah, the game against Cardiff, it might not have been spectacular, but it was more routine than spectacular, I think. But it was a win. We didn't really look like conceding that much. And hopefully it's the start of a nice run for us.
Well, as you said there, United did beat Cardiff in midweek, but Stoke, they lost at Sunderland. Do you think those results are going to have any bearing on the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're sort of on the upturn, it seems like, with the result on Tuesday night and Juan Mata coming in as well. And Stoke are struggling. So, I mean, I think that, you know, it's easy to say when you go to an away ground, if you can get an early goal, that that'll make a difference. But it might well do if they're sort of struggling for confidence on the back of a poor run of form. But one thing I do think is that the Stoke fans, they're always up for it, especially against United. For some reason, they seem to have this sort of real strong dislike of United, and not quite sure where that comes from, really. But so they'll be up for it, and I think that'll make it a difficult game. But if we can go there and score early or start really well, I think that'll be the key to it for us.
Of course, we actually have been to the Britannia so far this season. That was just before Christmas in the Capital One Cup. Weather wasn't so good that night, but what did you make of the display, James?
I was impressed, actually, because, yeah, like you say, the weather was crazy. But, you know, the players obviously got took off in the first half because it was that bad. And until then, we hadn't been playing very well, I don't think. But we went in at the break, and David Moyes seemed to sort things out and say, look, we need to go out and perform better in the second half. And we did do, and came away with a good result, because it is, as Ben said, it's never easy to go to the Britannia. It doesn't seem to be for us. They're always up for the fight. So to come away with that result was good, and hopefully we can do the same.
Ashley Young's goal was great, and he scored another good strike the other night.
He doesn't score ordinary goals, does he?
No, but he absolutely lashed that one into the top corner. So, yeah, I mean, I think we've all been talking about the different options that are there for David Moyes now in the attacking positions. But, you know, people like Ashley Young, if he can sort of keep that up and keep getting goals from those positions, then he's in with a shout as well. So, yeah, I'd settle for much of the same, really. Another 2-0 would do me nicely.
Just talking about Stoke there, well, they've lost all of their last three games, 1-0, but they have Peter Odemwingie now. They've lost Kenwyn Jones. Where do you think that will leave them?
It's probably a different approach up front. I mean, Peter Odemwingie is a bit more sort of about pace, whereas Kenwyn Jones is about power. But so, you know, they'll sort of be looking to that as an outlet, really. But I think that they are struggling. I mean, they're 3 points off the relegation zone at the moment, and they're looking for, they need something to turn it around. But I just think we have to go there with our confidence up. And really take the game to them. And I think if we can build on Tuesday's performance, which we're not going to kid ourselves and say it was magnificent, but it was definitely an improvement on recent weeks. So I think we just need to go there and build on that, really. Not think too much about Stoke, just think about ourselves.
And obviously we do face Mark Hughes again. How do you think the former United striker will cope being in the relegation battle?
Well, he's kind of been in him before. He does have a bit of experience of him, and I think he has the mettle to be able to cope with it. He is obviously know what a sort of tough player he was, and I'm sure he's the same as a manager as well. I hope for his point, for his sake, that they get out of it. But they're struggling at the moment. But I think I actually rate Hughes. I think he's okay as a manager, and I think he has enough to be able to keep him up.
Well, we'll hope he gets out of it, but not this weekend. Let's talk more about our own lineup then. Who do we expect to be in that, Ben?
Well, I mean, I think I would like to see, obviously, Mata involved, and I think if we can get Rooney and Van Persie on the pitch together. They both played on Tuesday, but sort of Rooney came on for Van Persie.
How would that change our lineup then? Because obviously we played that 4-2-3-1. How much do you think that would change?
I think I'd stick with 4-2-3-1. I think I would go with Van Persie up top, and I would like to see Mata, Rooney, Januzaj behind him. I think that those four would just be brilliant together. I think they're all sort of natural footballers who would all have this sort of intelligence to play together and pick that up straight away. And I think they're the sort of, I would say they're the four players that everyone is most excited about when you talk about the United team. So I'd like to see them together and just see how they fare. And behind that, you'd perhaps want a sort of holding midfield, possibly Fletcher, maybe Jones, or whoever. But I think I'd like to see that four in attack.
It does suddenly show what options we have when you're not talking about including Valencia and Young and people like and Shinji in the starting lineup, but to just to have those up, if you started with the team you said, and just to have those options to bring on and change things around and change formations is really exciting. So yeah,
even Welbeck and Chicharito, I mean, they've been on decent scoring runs recently. So, like you say, we have got loads of options in those attacking positions.
We've got to bench anything like what we did against Cardiff. We could be in for a good night. But obviously, we do have a trip to Arsenal coming up in mid-February, and two big games after that, Liverpool and City. How important is it that we take maximum points in this game and the next?
I think it is important, obviously. The league is going to be difficult to win, but we should be targeting the top four. And it's a ridiculous cliche, but I do think we just need to take each game at the moment and just try and build some momentum. You'd think Stoke away and Fulham at home are two winnable games. So if we can just take some of the momentum that we got from the other day into those two, I'm sure we'll be fine. And then we'll definitely be up for the game at Arsenal as we were when they came to Old Trafford. So I look forward to that.
I think James is right. I think, it is a cliche, take each game as it comes, but I think we can't at the moment say, right, we're going to finish in this position or that position. I think we're just, the league is kind of still quite open, especially with a lot of teams at the top being quite close together. I think they'll all take points off each other, really. So I think there's an opportunity there for us if we just sort of build a bit of momentum and get a winning run together, and I think that could carry us through to the end of the season. Then we can start looking where we're going to finish and what we can do.
What's your score predictions then, guys?
I'll go for another 2-0. I think, as you say, Stoke have lost the last three, but only 1-0, so I don't think they're particularly shipping loads of goals. Although, actually, having said that, Liverpool, I think, scored five there fairly recently. But, I think it'll be fairly tight. I think I can see it going a little bit like how the Cardiff game went, where we just come away with a fairly comfortable win, so I'll go 2-0.
I'd like to see us really, really take the game to Stoke, and so I'm going to go for 3-0.
Okay, well, it is time now to hear from the United squad ahead of the Stoke game. We've been down to the Aon training complex to interview a man who made his 800th start for the Reds this week. I refer, of course, to Ryan Giggs.
First of all, Ryan, another landmark, an 800th start this time. That was against Cardiff on Tuesday night. Did it all work out pretty well in the end?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, winning the game. And I wasn't aware of it until actually you and commentary mentioned it after the game, but it was obviously good against my hometown team as well, so yeah, good night for me.
Do you think it was a different feeling around the place because of the Mata signing? It was just everyone was a little bit more sort of upbeat than perhaps would have been the case if he hadn't signed.
Yeah, I think so. I think with everyone concerned, really, the fans, the players, the staff, it gives everyone a lift, and the players are just like the fans. You know, when you see a quality player come through the door, then it gives them an excitement, and you can just feel it around training. You could feel it around the stadium on Tuesday against Cardiff, and yeah, it's give everyone a lift, and culminating with Wayne and Robin coming back at the same time as well. Yeah, I mean, it's give everyone a buzz, and you know, we can't wait for everyone to see Juan in action and playing regularly.
It was a cool way to arrive in a helicopter as well, wasn't it? Has that ever happened before here?
No, I don't think it has, no. It's amazing what 37 million can get you, isn't it?
What are your early impressions of him, just in training, really? I know it's only been a few days, and just how he's fitted in these early stages.
Yeah, he's fitted in well. I mean, obviously we've played against him for the last 3 years and we know the quality that he's got. But yeah, I think when you see good players come in, they fit in straight away, and obviously he speaks really good English, speaks better English than most of the lads, but no, he's a good player, and yeah, straight right from his first training session, he fitted in.
He's only 25, so he could, you know, he could have a long career here. Could he go on to become, you know, a really great United player, do you think? Because he's got the time, hasn't he? And he's got the experience already, I suppose.
Yeah, I think he could be. I mean, he's obviously got the talent, and you don't want to put too much pressure on him. But yeah, I don't see why not. You know, I think obviously coming here will help him in regards to playing for Spain as well. You know, playing week in, week out, and obviously they've got a great side. So if we were to have, you know, a regular Spanish player within Man United, it'd be great, because they are such a good team at the moment, the Spanish national team.
I'm sure you gents will agree it's great to have Phil Jones back in the squad after injury kept him out over Christmas and New Year. Let's hear what Mr. Versatile has been saying to MUTV.
Phil, just a brief look back to Tuesday. Was that a bit more like it in terms of you've winning a game and keeping a clean sheet as well?
Yeah, definitely. It was, you know, it was important to first and foremost to win the game, and you know, I thought we'd done enough to win the game. Probably wasn't, you know, our overall best performance, but I'm sure there's a lot more to come.
You felt before the game that everyone had been lifted at the club because of the signing of Mata. What impact would you say he's had in a very short time you've been here?
Yeah, I mean, he's come in, he's you know, he's a quiet lad, but he's a talented player, and you can see that in the first day in training that, you know, he's got great ability about him, and that's the reason why we paid the money for him, because, you know, he can create something out of nothing, and it'll be a fantastic addition to this team.
When somebody like that comes in, do you guys try and impress him in training, or does training change a little bit? How does it?
Yeah, I suppose it is like that a bit. You know, he's trying to impress us. We're trying to impress him. We're both trying to impress the manager. So, you know, it's great. It's great for the team, and it gives everyone a lift as well.
Does a new player have to do anything, a forfeit in the dressing room or anything like that?
It's usually a song, maybe in the hotel one night, so I don't know, it could be tonight actually.
Okay, that is all from us for this Match Day podcast, but I'd like to thank our journalists Ben Hibbs and James Tuck for taking part, and to thank you at home, at work or in the car for listening. Good luck to the Reds against Stoke, and don't forget to follow the club on manunited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram.